Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And a couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And Nancy and John have been on, so let's go right to their calls. And we're going to go to Nancy first. What's happening, Nancy?
Hi, I'm calling back again about YubiKeys.
YubiKeys.
Yes, I'm hoping. It was interesting today when calls I was looking to about people like, should I use a physical key? I guess so. So it was kind of unique. So here's my question. So does the YubiKey work with Bravo or should I be switching to Opera or?
I don't think it matters as far as the browser. It really comes down to the site you're going to and how if they support the technology or not.
Okay. All right. Then second question, kind of dumb question, another one. But so what happens if I'm incapacitated because I would be using that physical, like, and tapping it, like I have the 5NC?
Yeah.
So what happens if I'm incapacitated or more like dead? You know, so
not your fingerprint. It is just a tapping by anybody.
A tapping for anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, wanted to make sure because I was like, you know, just using this fingerprint and I'm like, well, what happens? Like,
yeah, people think it's a fingerprint. It's not. Basically, it's the key saying, oh, okay, we're going to go log Nancy in. I want to make sure that there's a physical tap of something when that occurs. And so if you tap it, they don't know that it's you specifically, but because it's on your person, they assume it's you.
That somebody tapped it because that's good to know as well, because I was thinking it was like a cell phone and you have to like use your particular finger.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
different.
Now,
that is different.
Yep.
Yeah. So another question is, is there a list of physical sites that take like physical keys, Fidelity or something like that? I mean, I don't know what.
There is a site that is a directory for different kinds of MFA services, and it will tell you what you can do. It's like a big index of different websites. You can go in there if your bank is, let's say it's M&T. Yeah. You can look up M&T on this directory, and it will tell you what kinds of MFA are available for their accounts.
Right.
Oh, no, but I want to know, like rather than having to, like, hunt around by the banks, is there, like, a list of, like, hey, for, like, Fidelity and KeyBank or whatever?
That's what he just said.
Yeah, that's what this site will do.
Okay. Yep, it's going to give you that list.
It's called 2FA.directory.
Okay.
2FA.directory.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
We'll put a link up there to find it for you, Nancy.
Great. No, that helps us as well.
Yeah.
And so, I had that question. Okay. So, my understanding is when I'm creating this, I've tried to practice already a little bit, but now I'm creating for the second key. My understanding is that I have to say that I can't see the QR code in order to be able to make a copy, like take a picture to be able to then, for the second copy, then I have to then type it in to create like the second copy. Because my understanding is some places that you can't like duplicate the whatever. The
right. It could be true. You're trying to make a spare?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to, right?
You don't have to, but it's what you're trying to do.
I always say if it gets lost or damaged, like you're out of luck.
Yeah, no, you're not. Well, you're not out of luck as long as you wrote down the recovery code, which was like 70 bazillion digits, right? You wrote that down, right?
Right. Another long thing to take a picture about.
Yeah, yeah. You took a picture of it?
Well, no, I'm just saying I didn't take a picture. I All wrote right. down a really long thing, but I was like.
Because ironically, if you took a picture of it and I hacked into your iPhone account.
Right. I did not take a picture of that. I said, this is more like what I was saying. I thought maybe there might be an easier way, but I'm.
Yeah.
Check with you guys.
Yeah, I have so to in full one. Yeah, in full disclosure, I have not set up a second key or a backup spare key. And if they are saying that is a thing to do, fine.
Well, that's the YouTube.
That's the YouTube.
Every YouTube thing I looked at for this, trying to figure out what to do. Now I actually am getting onto the question that I really do have. And so my understanding is like there's plenty of places that do not have. Physical key options.
Right.
They have authenticator options. So
yep.
mm-hmm. My understanding is with the 5NFC, like for this part of thing, that I can, for YubiKey, that I can actually use an authenticator thing, and you answer that that you're going to use an authenticator, and then you have to put in the key, the YubiKey, and then you're able to kind of sync it up and mm-hmm. using the authenticator answer. I mean, is that?
Yeah, that can work.
That's what I really want, because all these other sites, there's not that many sites that I use that actually accept a physical key, but.
Right. Right. So you're going to configure the authenticator with the key that you need both in combination to, and
right.
that's like a 3FA.
I was going to say, that's like having three factors in play.
Yeah, that would be quite secure.
Yeah.
Well, so a question that what I, you know, then when was as I'm thinking about this and I'm saying, like, therefore, should I therefore also keep the Authy app for the authenticator as well, just in case something happens with the YubiKey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Keep Authy. I mean, it works with a lot of different things.
Right.
Yeah. In some cases, you're going to, so that's the only issue, right? Some cases you're going to use the key, some cases you're not. It's just a matter of the technology. There's no uniform out there approach.
I know. Well, that's the whole problem. I'm running into the same problem with my bank. All they do, they send, like, it's the worst.
I know.
They send the text messages, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding? Like, with money? But still.
I know.
So that, but when I thought to myself, well, maybe I'll be able to kind of use the authenticator, but I was just wasn't sure about, like, this is my invention for today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow that part where you create with the, put in the, plug in the YubiKey, and then you use the authenticator.
Yep. Authenticator app. Yep. Yep. No, that sounds great. You're going to be really secure.
One more question from that. So now with I have my cell phone, and yeah. I also have like an Otter cover. So
yeah.
My understanding from the, YubiKey 5NFC
yep.
that I'm able to like tap the key. So I actually, I had the computer part with the A.
Right, right.
So rather than the C. So I'm, but is there, the way that they make it look that I can actually like tap it like
to your phone.
In the front of the computer, like, but no, but on the phone, but I it, like, the front of the phone, because the back of my phone is covered
yeah.
from like the OtterBox.
So NFC, near field communication, allows your phone
okay.
to talk to all sorts of stuff. So like if you've okay. configured like a pay app, right, you can actually take your phone, put it on top of the reader at the store, and it'll process the sale because of near field communication, NFC.
Oh.
You'd have to turn that on your phone and have the YubiKey within proximity. So that it says, okay, Nancy's got the key nearby. That's enough
Great.
For me. I'm a 2FA. I've confirmed that second factor. Nancy's got her
okay.
key nearby.
Oh, okay.
So
then I don't have to also buy the C
no.
for the cell
No,
phone.
But the NFC, wow. I did play with it even on mine, and it's a little funky. It all depends on how powerful your NFC is.
Well, the worst that can happen, I have to buy it like $50 and I spend a C as well. But still, I was like, okay.
You're going to have keys up the wazoo, though. I worry about you and your keys.
I'm figuring like it would be. It's great if I could just do the A. Even though the only thing I have to do is I have to go on Amazon to buy the covers for the A version.
Mm. To keep it.
You know, otherwise they get damaged because unfortunately they don't have the covers.
Like they shouldn't get damaged. How tough are you on your stuff?
Well, you know, but still, with all the stuff that I've tried to do, I'm a worry about having something ruined.
You've got this on your keychain, right?
Yes.
Do you have an AirTag of some kind? So if you lose your keys, you can find your keys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
No, I mean, I like it. Yes, I'll also with that in as well. I also have my second one is like hidden away to another place or whatever.
Yeah. Nice. You're working on it. It's complicated.
I am trying. When are you coming out with the book, YubiKeys for Dummies?
YubiKeys got that probably already.
I think so.
Not really. No.
No? They have good YouTube videos.
But they're all like, the way that they're written, it's like, oh, now if you're authenticating, blah, 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 and you're a programmer, blah, blah, blah. Hey, what about dummies, you know?
I know. No, it is complicated. It is something you have to get your head around. It's different for each app.
I said to myself, you know what? It doesn't matter how dumb I sound. I'm going to ask these questions because
you don't sound dumb.
Somebody else may have the same questions when they're at that particular place about saying, should I get a YubiKey or should I get a physical key? You know, so
yeah. No, you're doing a great job and you're trying to secure yourself. And then, so even if somehow somebody calls you up and tries to trick Nancy into doing something, you literally would have to jump through hoops. So at some point, you'd realize, why am I going through all this effort for this guy who called me to help me? You're going to realize, nope, right. this is a scam. But believe it or not, that's the biggest thing to be careful of, because if they trick you into, hey, go ahead and tap your key there, Nancy. I mean, that's all how social engineering works. So you got to be careful. You know, remember the old Bugs Bunny commercials, the Bugs Bunny cartoons? If you think of the Bugs Bunny cartoons, you think of the Sheriff of Nottingham literally building his house within the Sherwood Forest there, and he realizes, wait a minute, what am I doing? Right. You're only 50. Well, if you're 50 and older, you understand this joke. The idea here is that if you are being told by the bad guys to tap the key, you're the Sheriff of Nottingham building the house inside the King's Forest. So be careful. You can still be tricked. Don't fool yourself into thinking you're safe. You're much better off.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, all we can do is what you can do, right?
Exactly. So but never give your code to anybody. Never, ever give your code to anybody. Never. That's the stuff that they're going to try to trick you into doing. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. Well, I just knew that just receiving stuff like, oh, now what? Here's your code. I'm like, you know, through the phone. I'm like, really?
I know. That's 2010.
I'm so excited about that I was able to look on YouTube to be able to say, hey, even if you can't use a physical key, you can use it through an authenticator.
And
kind of like somehow that'll work. So that's hopefully today.
That's awesome. You're doing fine, Nancy. Keep it up.
Well, I as I said, when I actually do have all this together, I'll call back, not to actually go on live, but I just be able to tell you guys like, hey, you helped me, and I actually succeeded.
I love it. I think you're going to do fine. You're well on your way.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Nancy. All right. So she's getting more secure. You got to think about getting secure, too. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Ironically, I don't think we've ever played Star Wars on this show in the 30 years we've been here.
I don't remember hearing it, but
nice job, Carolyn. We have never played. I'm almost positive we've never played Star Wars. All right, I've played it personally a bazillion times. let's go to your calls here. John has been literally played it on my trumpet. John is out here from East Longmeadow who wants to give us an update. What's going on, John?
I'm the guy who called last week who had trouble trying to get TurboTax to run.
Oh, right.
Right.
And we told you to use a different browser because we thought it was cookies, and you talked to TurboTax and they weren't getting you anywhere.
I did that, and it didn't change anything. I still had the, and he had a couple of suggestions and I followed them all, but not a one of them, it didn't seem to change anything. So I was going to try one more time with TurboTax, call them.
Yeah.
And wasn't able to get any help, so I said...
You just said you're not going to pay your taxes. That was one of our things. Just you're not going to do it. Clearly, it's not in your thing. Not in your
purview. I got new tax problems now, but that's beside the point. I bought the TurboTax at Costco.
Yeah.
And they have a customer service called the concierge service.
Okay.
I call a number.
Yeah.
And I said, I told him I wanted my money back, and the program won't run.
Right.
And he said, well, let's see what we can do. And we spent an hour and a half, 2 hours on the phone.
Wow.
He had me change a whole bunch of things. But this guy was, computer-oriented as opposed to TurboTax-oriented.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he did last. I get scribbled notes all over, but the last thing he did, he says, well, let's try it now. And I restarted the program, and it actually got past the problem, the place where I was. I was at the
a loop.
It just recycled when I went from username and password. Just kept asking me for
it. Right, it kept looping you. Yeah.
Well, when I did the last thing he did, I tried it, and it got me to the next page, to the authentication page.
All right.
Where I had to put in a 16-digit number.
Yep.
Well, my mistake then was that it was late in the day. My wife was calling me for supper.
Yep.
And I had missed happy hour. So I think I'm all set. I'll be able to try this tomorrow. We'll be all set.
Yep.
Well, the next day I turned it on, and sure enough, it got me to that page where I put in the code, but it wouldn't accept it.
Oh my.
This was yet another problem. It told me what it had trouble. Reading the authentication, using it, and it gave like seven different things you could do.
This is bizarre.
The first one was the first two I was familiar with: turning off the firewall and
right, lowering your security, turning off your AV, yeah, turning off the firewall, right. Make sure you're not in a VPN. And all that
every
stuff.
Vendor's first answer to every problem in the universe
is turn off security. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the other ones. I remember one of them I did call back, and this time I got a guy who was not program-oriented, but, again, this guy was in St. Louis, and he started right off. He had an idea as to what the problem was, and we reconfigured the IP config file. There was six or seven changes I made in there.
What?
And, we got into it.
Yeah.
And he says, well,
no pun
if this
intended.
Doesn't work, I got more things to try. And the next thing he had me do was click on the icons down the lower right hand corner of the system tray.
Yeah.
Clicked on the Wi-Fi icon.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what that does, but I guess it shows me the different paths that I can take to get on Wi-Fi or
yeah, there's
or
a different networks that were available. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it showed my network and two or three other things that began with the same letters as my network. The same.
Yeah.
And he had me change to one that called my network. I don't want to give you the name of it, but then it said 70-5G-1.
Okay.
I tried it, and sure enough, it came up.
So the 5G network was better than the 2.4 gigahertz network.
Apparently. And
it makes no sense.
Well,
it makes no sense.
To me, it does, because I've run into that. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Dennis. You're saying that there's too much of a delay on his other network to actually have the authentication occur?
I think it has to do with the Wi-Fi adapter in the computer,
yeah,
the hardware,
right,
and how it handles different radio frequencies.
Okay.
And there may be more latency when it's communicating 2.4 gig. And that latency is causing things like authentication requests
to be delayed,
to get timed out, because the packets don't go back and forth fast enough.
Right.
And whatever service is trying to authenticate says, I'm not sure I know who this guy is.
Right.
This could be a man in the middle attack because
right.
of the delays. And
right.
then it goes boop.
That's crazy.
I absolutely have seen that.
But you used this program last year, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
it worked.
Everything.
Yeah.
In talking to them, they said that they had new security protocols, I guess, that were implemented to make it difficult for somebody to
pay their taxes.
They may have changed the authentication service they use,
yeah.
And then because of that, a relic of that is
right.
that on your computer, you have this problem.
And the moral of the story is, John, you had multiple issues because they got past, you didn't even know how you got past the issue with the concierge at the store.
Right.
And then you went back and had another issue with authentication. Man, you better get a big refund. on your taxes.
Well, I'm going to have a problem trying to decide what my refund's going to, what I'm going to buy with my refund, or where I'm going to get the money in case I have to pay taxes. So, I, you know, that's my next problem.
All right, John.
But I tell you what, though, I have two computers that I have the TurboTax on.
Yeah.
And now the laptop works, and I've entered most of the stuff to do my taxes. It still doesn't work on the.
On the PC?
On the desktop.
Wow. Well, don't even bother wasting your time. Yeah. Get your taxes done, and we appreciate the call. We're out of time, John. All right. Bye-bye.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's kind of my theme song. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And John's story was crazy about just the TurboTax issues he had. I think the best part of his story is that he missed happy hour.
Oh, the poor guy. But the whole problem is, I mean, even though I was familiar with the situation that it turned out to be at the end.
The second
it's
problem,
just,
not
right.
the first problem, the second
right.
problem.
Right, but it was just not something that would ever have occurred to me to solve the issue to begin with.
You needed so many hours of troubleshooting to get to
that point. In order
to
uncover that that was, yes.
And that's another issue in the IT world is like, how come it took you so long? Well, crying out loud, we had no idea of all these weirdnesses that were occurring on your network to even get to that level of weirdness.
Right.
So it's like it is peeling back the onion.
There is such a thing as the rabbit warren of IT, where you just keep going from one thing to another, and then finally you get to the end.
Hopefully. All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Kevin in Simsbury first. What's happening, Kevin?
Well, it's I don't think it's unless you're sure what to do, but I somehow spilled a little coffee on my MacBook Pro, and mostly it's the left side shift key that's not happy. And there wasn't sugar in the coffee. It was Truvia, so I didn't think it would be that bad.
How long ago did you do this? This morning?
About a week ago.
Ooh. All right, so it's still kind of gumming up the works?
Yeah.
I mean, you could YouTube how to pop those keys off and try to clean in there. Depends on where that coffee got to, though. Some of these keyboards have like membranes and some of them don't. It might be something you can clean off.
Yeah, it's like a 2017 MacBook Pro.
The question, though, is do you want to pop that key off? And if you can't put it back together, end up with a busted looking keyboard there? I don't know that. For me, those types of little fine work on the keyboards is out of my purview these days.
I'm looking at an Apple Tech Support article about cleaning keyboards on MacBooks of the vintage that we're talking about here.
Nice, nice.
It involves holding the at an angle and using compressed air to try to get underneath
to blow
that
the
membrane
yeah.
and maybe free it up if that's the issue. Because sometimes what will happen is, especially when there's moisture got in there, you'll create a vacuum, and the membrane just locks right down to whatever it's touching.
Oh, seals down.
And then it does the literally, you can hit the key, and nothing happens because the sensor doesn't detect any activity.
Right.
But it looks like that might be a possibility, and that doesn't involve opening anything.
No, that's just blowing some air in there. Well, be careful, too. Compressed air actually can also produce condensation, so be careful with that. You can actually cause more moisture in there, too.
True. You can.
I guess I'm thinking the alternative is I'm going to use the shift on the other side of the keyboard.
That'll work, too.
There you go. Or use an external keyboard.
Yeah, we have a little sticky on our refrigerator. We can't push two buttons on a refrigerator for the ice maker anymore. So you can put a little sticky on yours, too, on your keyboard there.
Yeah, I'm thinking for 2017, you know, it's served me really well.
Right.
What? 7 years, so you know.
I feel differently about my refrigerator than you. You're much more nice to your thinking there.
Yeah. Okay. Because I saw some things about pulling off keys, and then it said you may not be able to get them back. There's all sorts of trickiness. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just take the safe way with it, and that's good. And then one last question.
Yeah.
I know you guys talk about the storage. What do we call it? The time machine on these Macs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The backup.
It seems like you talk about. Does that pick up all the documents as well when you back it up? It's programs and documents and everything goes over there.
The time machine is literally what we call a bare metal backup, which means it backs up the entire drive partition. Mm-hmm. That's the programs, data,
everything.
Operating system, even the boot files are copied. Mm. Yep.
It's a very good backup system. I mean, we would love for Microsoft to have a product like that, but they only had, 50 years to come up with one, and they haven't.
They still haven't.
So you got to use third parties.
Oh, and the backup that they had in Windows 7, they took out in Windows 11.
That sounds about right.
What?
Yeah, and that was a pretty good backup.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Use it.
I've used it, and I was just... But sometimes I go, I wonder if everything's really there.
Well, that's the thing. You'll find out when you go to restore. But generally, the Time Machine product is good. What you really need to do is you've configured it. You should do a little research on if you had to restore, how you would do it. Because it's always at that point you realize what you've got.
Right. Okay. I'll go through that and review it. Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, thank you. Great show. Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, and one last thing for him. Mike G suggested possibly remapping a key on his keyboard if he wants to.
Wow, that's next level stuff, and that's why Mike is who he is.
Yeah.
You know what that means, Kevin?
No.
So right now that key is a shift. You said it was a shift key, right?
Yeah.
You could take and map a different key to act as the shift key rather than whatever key that other key is acting as, if you wanted to. Or just use the other key or put a sticky on that shift key, and you're all done. Little sticky note saying do not use.
I think I'll do that.
All right.
That's less resistant.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Very cool. Good luck.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. But Mike's right. You know, I wish I could do that for my refrigerator, but I can't. All I can do is get water out of it now, because if we touch the other buttons, I won't be able to get water out of it. You know, it takes forever to touch the water button in just the right way. This is the second time we've had that darn thing's buttons replaced.
Ooh.
It's one of the highest rated refrigerators for quality, and we've replaced the fans a couple of times.
Yeah,
the buttons
you've had
a
whole
times.
Bunch of stuff on that thing.
What is happening? What? I mean,
how does it? Well, dumb question. How does a refrigerator with all that stuff breaking on it get to be highly rated?
That's the question. I mean, most of us have like our beer fridges
who got
are like
paid
the,
for that.
I know, but most of us had beer fridges in our garages that were like already 20 years old before we put them in our garages, and they're still keeping beer cold. But no, you can't put a new refrigerator in your home and have it last more than 7 years. I mean, it's crazy. And it sounds like the Starship Enterprise. It's so loud. You know all the noise that goes on in that show? It's like so loud. You got to turn the TV up and turn the closed captions on so you can hear the TV because the refrigerator is so loud. Not like we have any food in it because there's no kids in the house. But that way, I digress. Hope my wife's not listening. We're going to go to Chris in Suffield. What's happening, Chris? Chris, you there?
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I'm in the market for a new computer for my 10-year-old son.
Mm.
He does gaming, and he has a laptop, and it's kind of a basic laptop. So I want to upgrade him, and I'm not sure what to look for, if I should be looking now at a tower or if I should be looking at an upgraded laptop with maybe more memory. So I'm looking for some advice on what to look for specs and memory and your opinion on the tower versus laptops.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the tower does make sense for any kind of gaming PC that wants a really good graphics card in it. So when you're, I mean, he's 10, right? So you're going to, I feel like I'm kind of Tony Stark in that movie when the kid gets his little, workshop upgraded from Stark after the whole movie there. But in this case, you're going to look at a good gaming computer is going to be an i7 processor and even an i9, but an i7 processor, 32 gigs of RAM, 64 if you got it, the extra cash, a solid state hard drive of any size.
Yeah, and well, he's going to want 1 terabyte or more.
Yeah, and then a good video card. Now, these video cards are going to be NVIDIA is the chipset you're looking for. And you don't want to just buy the video card without looking at the games he wants to play. Look at what the games he's playing will have a video card requirement that you want to meet or exceed, right? I mean, I could give you all sorts of names of video cards, but the way you really should do it is to go look at the games and look at what they want for the card, and that way you put the right card in there. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
So I'm basically going to look for the tower, which sounds like the better option, but I need to make sure that it has video card capacity so that that it has that feature. Because
right.
I thought I read that some of them you can't put a video card in there.
In the tower?
Yeah.
That could be true if their cases are not the proper size. Because a lot of these cards are going to be full size cards. They're going to run pretty warm depending on, again, the game he's playing. Also, you need a good size power supply. It needs to be probably a 650 to 700 watt power supply to power this thing. So it really comes back to the games he plays. So if you look at the games he plays, and it should have requirements for the video card, and ask him, I mean, that's really the key. What type of games is he playing? If he's playing numeric games that don't require video, then it doesn't matter. But if he's playing some of these high-end graphical games, then he's going to want a better video card.
Yep. So he's 10, and he's not into the high graphic games just yet. So
gotcha.
he plays basic games on Roblox, Minecraft. That's really what he does right now.
Well, he's going to love his machine will run very well for that. So it might even be overkill.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking that too. And an Intel Arc integrated video would probably be more than enough for that without having to go with a dedicated video card.
Yeah. So it's going to be overkill for the 10-year-old.
Okay. So what do you recommend that now? If this is overkill, what's the other option you had just said?
Well, I would knock the RAM down maybe to 16 gigs of RAM, still the terabyte hard drive, still a tower, so you could add a card.
And still an i7 or better.
Those things are all good. And the integrated video will probably be fine for what we just talked about. Review his game, though, just in case there's a video requirement.
Yeah.
But the idea here is that you're going to have the ability to add that $700 video card when you want to.
Okay. I like that. Okay. So I can always build upon it.
You can always build upon it. And as he gets to be 12 or 13, you can say, hey, Skippy, go ahead and upgrade your computer. Here's the card. Pop it in. And now you're having him do it, which is really, that's why the geeks have half the fun.
So he has mentioned, I don't know anything about coding, but I know down the road he wants to learn coding. So I don't know anything about that, but we would start with, tutorials and classes about it. But is this something that has the capacity for basic coding if he wants to start dabbling in that?
It does. And I would tell you one thing. The word coding is thrown out by these ding-dong legislators all the time. There's a million engineers literally coming out of India every year that can do coding for peanuts. It's not coding we need. We need people who understand the data. So you should have him look, if you want to talk about coding, steer him toward analytics. Don't okay. steer him toward coding, because they're literally, they're a dime a dozen in India. You do, and they're replacing our American jobs constantly. If okay. you can get him to focus on the analytics of what the data is and look at Python and that kind of stuff, there's still coding involved in how you use it, but that will set him up. And even that could be replaced by AI, so I'm not going to – he's 10. If you call me back and you yell at me because you got into something in analytics that's been replaced by AI, I'm sorry. But as far as I'm concerned, coding is not a thing that we should be looking for. We should be looking for people who understand the data, not okay. to put the code together. That's just me.
All right, got it. Okay.
If I had a 10-year-old, that's what I would tell him to do.
Okay. That's helpful. So that's something I'm going to look into for him yeah. and help guide him a little bit. Okay.
Analytics is the future.
All right. Interesting. Mm. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You've been very helpful.
Our pleasure,
I appreciate
Chris.
It.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Mike, hang on. We'll be right back. What is this, Dennis?
Babylon 5. This is the theme from season 1.
Oh, jeez. That was a neat little show.
It was yeah. great.
I didn't get into it too much, but you're like, there's 5 different themes.
There are. What can I tell you?
I love it. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And let's get to your calls and continue on the program here. Let's go to Mike in Bristol. Hey, what's happening, Mike?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Question for you. I was listening to the caller earlier. You were talking about the YubiKeyKey and the ProSign email and all that. Now, if I do, say, an OpenDNS and I switch to, like, a Proton VPN and I do, like, the YubiKeyKey, how robust of an antivirus, if any, would I then need?
We would recommend still the free Defender is fine.
Okay. And one more question is, I've never got involved with password managers because I always felt like all your passwords are just protected by one password.
Yeah.
Now, what's your opinion?
So if you want to use a password manager, Bitwarden is still one of the more highly regarded ones until they're not, right? LastPass has been breached 3 or 4 times. It's been a big mess. The most recent breach caused all sorts of havoc. So another password manager, though, is just to have a physical written down password manager.
Well, Bitwarden has a couple of advantages over a lot of others. Number one, it's decentralized. Three advantages. Number two, if you have it on a computer, it's going to have an encrypted vault of your passwords there locally.
Yep.
So no matter what happens in their cloud, you've got that to fall back on. Worst case scenario is you might have to change all of them, but it's there.
Yeah.
And the third thing is it's open source and the code for it is freely available.
Right.
At the same time, that allows the bad guys to know how it works, but it also means that people can contribute to it and make it better and, you know, just continually adapt to whatever's going on. So you know, that's one of the reasons why we talk about it, and a lot of other experts are talking about it.
Yeah. It's been recommended a long time.
That makes sense. I'm not getting any younger and, you know, more and more passwords to remember. And believe it or not, I have an app for my work, which is the timekeeping app, which I can check my hours in. I just got a thing saying you have to reset your password, and you can't use any of your last 24 passwords, which I thought was entirely random, but I know why they do it, so it makes it harder to keep track of all these.
Yeah, yeah, and why they do it is, again, in case you keep using the same password in other services, the bad guys have, you know, gotten that password. They're going to try to log in as you, and they say, oh, Mike from Bristol likes to use this password. Let me see if he used it here, and if you did, they're in. So
right.
That's why they force it.
You would recommend Bitwarden Password Manager until it isn't
secure. Until I can't. until they're breached and everybody's passwords read.
Sadly enough, that's the world we live in now.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. I think I've got all the information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, he's got something to do. Yeah, password managers are handy.
They are.
Especially if you got a lot of them. Again, the physical one works too.
Once you get one set up, you can usually use it to create new passwords that are so obscure that you would never even remember them.
Right.
But if you've got it installed on a computer, it can inject that password right into the website for you.
Right.
And you don't even need to deal with it.
Right. And then, of course, there's the cynic in me who's got access to your machine who's doing that as well automatically.
I realize that.
Right. And that's the problem.
Yeah. And decentralization and then having your own local encrypted hive is helpful too.
It is. So everything we talked about today is posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. Also, if you want to join us on the Facebook page, it's the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. You can ask to join that group. We'll try to keep broadcasting our Facebook Live posts there until Odyssey gets us a password so we can put it back on the WTIC page. But we'll do that for you guys, and we're happy to have you there. Another, if you want to talk further too about coding, I mean, it really does bother me. As far as we should get everyone into coding. You need to be a little smarter than just coding about this. You need to work on get people to understand the data, the analytics of the data, how it actually can produce better results. Coding is a thing. Don't get me wrong. I was just talking to a guy who said he has to deal with COBOL still, because it's actually in our insurance company still. But coding, for the sake of coding, too many American jobs are replaced so fast with overseas folks that will literally work for peanuts for the same job, and they'll code faster than you can because they're doing it while you're sleeping on the other side of the planet. So if you've got kids and someone tells you to get into coding, think analytics. Don't think coding, because you can work with Python. You can work with other types of technologies.
You can work with R. You can work with NoSQL.
Right. DBAs, those types
DBAs
of
will do a lot of analytics too.
Yeah, that's really where you should be thinking until AI replaces those jobs. but who am I to say?
By then you're going to need somebody to make the AI work.
Yeah, you are. Or would they just be programmed to fix themselves? Then it's all over. So we're going to
Skynet. Here we go.
Yeah, it's coming. You saw Elon's robots jumping around and stuff. They're folding clothes for crying out loud. Did you see that?
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes, it's
folding
crazy.
Clothes.
They're folding clothes. So I want to thank Mike G for posting everything for us. I want to thank Carolyn for producing and keeping the music cool. And I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. And if you missed a show and you want to catch it again, we are podcasted. Go find Computer Talk with Tab on your favorite podcasting device and subscribe to it. And you can listen to this talk all day long.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next time.
But not necessarily coders.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.